All right, welcome, welcome. Justin Bader here with Ascend Live. I am going to get the exact link here and update that for everyone. So give me just a second here, and I will update the link here so that people who are clicking through from the email can find us. And let's see, I think I've got that. Let me, let me grab that link here. Leave a comment if you are tuning in live. I'd love to know that you are here. Let me know where you are joining from. And if you are in the midst of the job search, let me know what kind of job you are looking for. Looks like we've got a few people signing in. Welcome, welcome. All right, I'm gonna update the link, and that should let people find us here. All right. All right, looks like that is good to go. All right, let us know where you are joining from. We've got quite a few people tuning in. Everyone, to Ascend Live. I'm your host, Justin Bader, and I'm honored that you've tuned in to chat with me tonight about the Ed Leadership Job Search. So we are here to talk about the results of our recent quiz that we launched. And this is not intended necessarily to be a one-time quiz, but a quiz that you can take multiple times to diagnose your job search process, to kind of assess your results so far and figure out what you want to do differently. Welcome, Heather. Welcome, everyone who is tuning in. Looks like we've got quite a few people getting signed in here. So thanks very much for checking things out. Welcome, Stacy from Colorado and Heather from Canada. And I know we have people tuning in from all over. Let me know where you're joining us from. If you are watching on LinkedIn, I will see your comments later. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook or Periscope, Twitter, then I should be able to see your comments right now. Looks like we've got a few comments on Facebook. Welcome, Lori. Great to see you here. All right. So we have had about 404 people take our quiz so far. Let me know in the comments if you have taken the quiz, and I would love to hear from you, hear what your takeaways were from that, what you thought about the results that you got. I'm going to put that in the chat here. principalcenter.com/job is the quiz. If you haven't taken that yet, you may want to do that after we're finished here. But I was looking at the results the other day, and we've had 404 people take the quiz so far. We launched it about maybe a little over a month ago in kind of a trial format where it didn't really completely work yet. We just kind of like put the questions in, and then over the following week, we got it actually working where it would give you a specific recommendation about what to do and how to improve your odds in the job search. And since then, we've had, you know, since the final form, since it's been fully functional, we've had about 404 people take it. And at the end of the quiz, you get a recommendation that maps pretty closely to what we call the Ascend Trail Map. And there are five stages in the Ascend Trail Map, starting with discover your leadership superpowers, moving on to recruit your references, craft your application argument, train for interview day, and race to the finish line. And, you know, hopefully right now you're in this phase where you are racing to the finish line and you're applying for jobs, you're interviewing, you are becoming a finalist, you're going on to those second round and third round interviews. And if that has happened to you, let me know, give me a me in the chat. So just say the word me in the comments here if you have had a second round or more interview. If you've made it past the screening round and you've been maybe a finalist or a semi-finalist, give me a me in the comments. Let me know. Welcome, Katie and Carlos. Congrats on the new job, Carlos. Welcome, Lori. Welcome, Katie and Lynn and Yvette. Awesome. Oh, Stephanie. Good to see you here. So give me a me if you've made it to the second round or beyond. This is the time of year when schools are starting to do those kind of final round interviews. And there will be schools hiring, you know, after spring break, March, April, May. You know, we're in early March now, though. We're in the first third of March. And ideally, you know, I like to see schools having their principal positions filled by now. We know those will continue to be filled throughout even the summer. But ideally, you know, you want those positions to be filled in January or February. So if you're just now getting started with the job search, I don't want to discourage you at all, but I do want you to know that it is a little bit late in the game. It's crunch time now. It is, you know, the time when if you're seeing jobs posted, man, you got to get on it right away, because chances are that job is going to close very, very soon, and they're going to be making a decision very quickly, because frankly, they need to, right? Hiring is moving along. Chris, awesome. Chris has been a second round or a further candidate in the process. Excellent. So again, if you haven't taken the quiz, we're going to talk about the results here today. But if you haven't taken the quiz, you can do that at principalcenter.com/job. That's principalcenter.com/job. And it will give you a specific result. Now, if you have an interview coming up already, the number one thing I can tell you to do is, of course, practice and keep applying. If you don't have our practice interview questions, you can get those at principalcenter.com/interview. And we will be working on, I'll be working on an all new interview prep guide for our members, people who are in the Ascend Masterclass, people who are part of the Instructional Leadership Association. So keep an eye out for that. If you're not part of the Instructional Leadership Association, this link will get you in. I know at least probably half of the people who have commented so far are already members, so I will get you that as quickly as I can and pack in some great recommendations for prepping for those interviews. But let's talk about the quiz results. This was really interesting when I logged in to our survey tool and looked at the quiz results so far. As I said, we've had 404 responses so far. And six of those responses, the recommendation, like it tells me what the quiz recommended to the person, to each person who took the quiz. And so far, six people have had the recommendation, recruit your references. Now, here is what this recommendation means. If you get this answer in your recommendation, it means you've probably been a finalist multiple times, but for some reason, you're not getting the job. Now, I was talking with one of our clients, one of our members who has been through the Ascend Masterclass, and she recently discovered after reaching this stage several times that one of her references just was not a good reference and wasn't giving her a bad reference, but was just never calling people back. And she, you know, would be a finalist, you know, she'd make it to the second round, she'd make it to the third round, and then she'd lose out on the job to someone else. And eventually she discovered that reference that she was counting on, somebody that she had worked with the entire previous year, was just not calling back, was just not answering the phone for those reference check calls. And of course, if they need to check a reference and they don't get a hold of anybody, sometimes they go on to the next person on the list. So if that is you, then there is an important step you need to take in getting those references on board. And this is a conversation that you want to have as early as possible in the application process. But most people put off this conversation because it's awkward, right? If you want to say to, do you really want to say to your current supervisor or your coworkers, hey, I'm actually trying to get out of here. I'm trying to leave. Can you give me a good reference? Nobody looks forward to that conversation, right? So people put it off to the last possible minute. In some cases, people skip that conversation entirely, and their references are surprised when the phone rings and say, hey, we're considering Justin for a job. How has he done in his, you know, current position? If you have not prepared your colleagues, your supervisor, whomever's answering the phone, to give you a good reference, chances are they're going to be surprised, they're going to be offended, they're going to have mixed feelings about this whole thing, and they might just screw you over. I hear that all the time from people who did not prep their references and as a result don't get good references. Now, very few people will just turn you down and say, no, I'm not going to give you a good reference. And frankly, if that's how they're going to react, you might as well find that out months in advance, right? So I recommend that you talk to your references in September, October, November. That's the time to talk to your references and say, hey, you know, I'm committed to this school year. I'm going to finish out the year. I'm going to do my absolute best. You know, I am looking ahead though. So I wanted to know, you know, and I would do the same for you, but I wanted to let you know that I'm looking, can I count on you for a good reference? And what can I do this year to earn that good reference? You want to have that conversation as soon as possible, as early as possible. Congrats, Mary Lou, on the upcoming interview. That is fabulous. And welcome at Takiya. Thanks for tuning in. All right. So six people out of 404 got that recommendation. Now, I want you to look at the numbers here because this is kind of interesting. If only six people out of 404 people who've taken the quiz so far got the recruit your references recommendation. What does that tell us? What does that mean that only a few people got that outcome, that recommendation from our quiz? Well, it means that not very many people have gotten to that final round where the references even get called, where they even get checked. So it was much more common in our quiz results for people to end up with a different recommendation. More than twice as many people got the recommendation, improve your interview performance. Now, you get this one, you get this recommendation if you have had some first round interviews, but you know, and there's some math baked into the quiz here, so there are some specifics to these numbers. But you get this recommendation, improve your interview performance if you're getting first round interviews, but not second round interviews, right? And this should make sense, right? If you get a first round interview, you're not getting that interview because you're good at interviewing, right? You're getting that interview because your application was good, right? We've got to think one step at a time through the process. If you're getting lots of first round interviews, your application's probably fine. And I'll give you some numbers on that to kind of double check yourself. But if you're getting only first round interviews ever and nobody ever calls you back for the second round, well, then that's a pretty good sign that that's the place to focus. I have to give big props to one of our Ascend Masterclass clients today who was sending me videos all afternoon. I'm not gonna say his name because he's in kind of a confidential search situation, but man, he was just firing those videos at me all day long. And we have a video coaching platform where people record themselves talking into their phone, you know, give a 5-minute answer to a question, it uploads, it sends it to me, I give feedback on it. So hang tight, I'll get you that feedback as soon as I can there, if you know who I'm talking to you. But I really have to hand it to him for practicing and for continuing to put in the practice. And I was slammed by these videos coming in. He did some last week, did some this week, and just very impressive effort on the practice, because there is a huge opportunity there. And see, what you wanna get from this whole show that we're doing right here is you don't want to learn the hard way, right? The quiz is telling you what we know based on what information you're sharing, that you are learning kind of the hard way. Right? So if you go on 10 first round interviews and you get 0 second round interviews, well, you are learning the hard way that your interview performance probably has some room for improvement. Here's what I like to say to people in terms of a recommendation for your, we'll get to the 25 rule in just a moment. Well, I'll share the rest of the quiz results first. And we'll get to that. Hey, Sherry, welcome. Thanks so much for being here. Let us know where you're joining from if you are just tuning in. Great to see some familiar names here. All right, so 13 people got improve your interview performance. Again, you don't want to find that out the hard way. Improve your interview performance before you even find out that it's a problem. Practice ahead of time. So even if you don't have an interview coming up, please practice. It's free. It's easy. It might be painful to watch yourself on video, but even if you don't watch the video, practice, I promise, it will pay off. All right, out of those 404 people, we had 6 people get recruit your references. We had 13 people get improve your interview performance. We had 25 people get improve your application materials. All right, so more than almost twice as many people got the recommendation that those applications are not doing the job of getting you that interview that you need. All right, there's an opportunity here to improve your application materials so that when one of those precious job openings gets posted, you have a higher chance of getting an interview, right? And this is one of the highest leverage opportunities for improvement, right? Because it's entirely within your control what you put on your application. Now, the facts of your resume are kind of fixed, but the quality of your resume, the quality of your cover letter, you have a lot of opportunity there to do things, you know, really, really well, and to get better and, you know, not do a first draft, not do a second draft, but do like a fifth draft or a sixth draft. And you would be surprised at, like, I'll occasionally have people who are not our clients send me a resume and just like, hey, I'm not getting any interviews. Can you look at this for me? And you would be surprised at the atrocious quality of some of the application materials people are sending in for $100,000 a year principal jobs. So even if you don't have any typos, even if your resume looks nice, I promise there is room for improvement if you are willing to put in the work. And this is, you know, think of this as like $1,000 an hour work. Imagine that somebody is paying you to revise your own resume, because if you get the job, like, good things happen financially, right? Think of this as an investment. Think of this as a job that someone is paying you to do. Put in that work. All right, Elle is joining on YouTube. Thanks for the comment there on YouTube, Ellie, and getting three district video interviews. Awesome, and a face-to-face interview coming up. Excellent. Yeah, and with the kind of coronavirus and other things that are going on right now, if you're watching this later, this is during kind of the peak season, hopefully, of the coronavirus outbreak worldwide. So we may see more video interviews happening, more remote screening interviews going on. Good deal. All right, so improve those application materials. All right, so as you can see, we've had the numbers 25 and 13 and 6 when it comes to those different recommendations, and there are a lot left over if we've had 404 people take this quiz. So 89%, my friends, 89% of our responses got this recommendation. 360 people got this recommendation. Play the numbers game. Now, can anyone tell me in the comments, whether you're on YouTube or Periscope or Twitter or Facebook, wherever you're watching this, on LinkedIn, tell me where or what does this mean to play the numbers game? What do I mean by that? Now, you probably can guess, I don't mean just click apply for every job. You know, if you go into one of those online things that lets you just like do like a one-click application and you can apply for like 8,000 jobs all over the world, that's not what I'm talking about here. What do I mean, though, by playing the numbers game? Mary Lou's got it here, 25 to 5 to 1. If you can see Mary Lou's comment, she has got it here. So playing the numbers game is all about applying enough so that we know where the problem is, if there is a problem. And if there's not a problem, then applying enough results in you getting a job offer. And that's what we want to happen. Okay, so just to kind of summarize our results, and then we'll talk about what to do with this insight here. You can take the quiz at principalcenter.com/job if you have not done so already. 89% of people who've taken it so far need to just apply more. This is not the kind of thing where you can apply to one or two jobs and expect to get one. 6% of people need to improve their application materials because they're getting those first round interviews, or they're not even getting those first round interviews, rather. They are maybe getting some, but not enough of the time. And that's based on the ratio. We'll talk about the ratio in just a second. 3% of people who've taken the quiz are getting first round interviews, but not getting called back. So they need to improve their interview performance. And 1.4% are probably getting sabotaged by a reference that's not helping them out. So there's some work to do there. Hey, Amanda, thanks very much for being here and tuning in. All right, so let's talk about the numbers game. Imagine that you went out fishing for an entire Saturday and you got in your little boat, you got your tackle box, you got your fishing rod, and you cast your line and you reel it in. You got, you know, got a worm on the hook or whatever, you reel it in and then you stop. And then that's it for the day. Imagine if you went fishing, you went to the trouble to get the boat out, to put the boat in the water, to get worms, to bait the hook, to cast once. Imagine if that was your strategy. It seems kind of ridiculous, right? It seems kind of ridiculous to only throw your line out. I'm not very good with fishing terminology here, but to only cast once and expect to catch what you're looking for. We know that when it comes to fishing, but all the time I hear from people who say, well, I really like my district and I'm in the Aspiring Leaders program and they're really nice to me and I know this district just so well and I don't know the other districts and I just don't know if I'd have a good chance in the other district, the other districts that are around here, or maybe it's kind of a long drive. And I have to say to that, you know, I understand that one first choice district is your best shot. You know, the district where you currently work probably is your best shot, but if it doesn't work out, then we didn't have a lot of control over that, right? We don't have a lot of control over one opportunity. Just as, you know, if you cast that line one time, you might catch a fish, but if the fish was over there and you're casting over here, you know, we're just not giving ourselves enough shots at it. So lots of people recalling this advice from previous times I've shared it. Thanks, Mantakia here. So here are the numbers that I look for. I call this the 25 to 5 to 1 rule. And here's what that means. If you apply, yeah, Mantikia's got it exactly here. If you apply for 25 jobs, not just like select all, send, but if you really apply for 25 jobs, you know, your application is somewhat customized, you're doing a really good job on each of those applications, you know, it's not just kind of spray and pray, you know, hope that, you know, one of them will will result in something, but you're really applying seriously for 25 individual jobs, I expect that if you have done a good job on your application materials, you will get 5 interviews. And I expect that if you do a good job in your first round interviews, then you will move on to the next stage of the process, be a finalist, get the offer, you know, depending on how long the process is, you will move on to the next stage at least once. Now, that means that to really have a good shot at getting the job, you may need to apply for 50 jobs. Let me know in the chat if you have applied for 25 or more jobs. Do we have anybody who has applied for more than 25 jobs? That is the number that I want to encourage you to strive for. And again, not just select all and apply for every job in the state, even if it's not a good fit, but really applications that you take seriously. Have you applied for 25 jobs? Our quiz takers, people who have gone through the quiz so far, mostly have not done that. And this is one of those things that is just mentally hard to get your head around, right? It's just cognitively dissonant. It just doesn't make sense to people that they should have to apply for that many jobs, right? Because in almost any other endeavor, if you fail 75% of the time, 80% of the time is our ratio here. If you fail 80% of the time and you only succeed, one-fifth of the time, by getting an interview for 1 out of 5 applications that you submit. In other lines, in other areas of life, that feels like massive failure, right? But I am here to tell you, in the Ed Leadership Job Search, this is a highly process. There are lots of qualified people out there. There are way more qualified people than there are actual job openings. You have really got to make yourself stand out, and you've got to expect an 80% failure rate. And that means that, not that you should plan to wait 5 years to get the job you're looking for, but that you should apply for 25 jobs for every 5 interviews that you want to get. You've got to play the numbers game the way it actually works. And I always love to hear back from people what your numbers are. So let me know after you get the job how many applications it took for you to get that job. But I really want to encourage you to shoot for 25 to 50 applications. And if you are like Chris is saying, there aren't that many posted in the area. Depending on the geography, that may be the case. And as I said, I'm working with someone right now who, you know, there may only be about 7 openings that are a good fit within the geographic region of his search. So what you have to do in that case is you have to make every shot count, right? If you know it's the buzzer, you know, the buzzer is going off, you know, you're not going to get another chance at that one. You know, maybe this job is not going to come open again for a long time. There are very few of that kind of job in your area. You've got to make every shot count. So what you want to do at every stage of the process is learn from your experience. If you get some feedback, wonderful. If somebody tells you, hey, we really like this, but we needed to hear more about that, make sure you say more about that next time. And, you know, do what you can to learn from your experience. But make sure you're gaining enough experience in the first place. Don't be like the doofus in the fishing boat who is casting the line one time and saying, well, I don't know why I didn't catch anything. You've got to put the numbers in order to figure out if there is a problem, where is it, and then solve it. So yeah, Elle, if you are wondering why you're just not getting any bites, you got to keep casting. You got to keep putting that hook in the water, and you will catch something. And if you don't catch something, the 25-to-5-to-1 rule tells you where the problem is. And again, we've built that into the quiz at principalcenter.com/job. And what you will find there is a specific recommendation. If you are getting those interviews at 1 out of 5 times, then the quiz will tell you, hey, you're probably your application materials are fine, work on interviewing. If you're getting those second round interviews, if you're becoming a finalist, then you know it's probably your references that are the problem. Solve the problem that you have right now. And if you don't have enough data yet to know where the problem is, generate that data by applying for jobs. But again, don't just do this as a way. Don't just say, well, I need to apply for 50 jobs. So boom, I'll click the box and apply for 50 jobs over, you know, right now in one instant, even if they're not a good fit. You want to do your very best on this, because that iterative process, that revising, will make all the difference in the world. Now, what I would encourage you to do, if you do have a very limited number of jobs, if there is an urgency to that. Like some people say, well, I really could care less whether it's this year or next year or in 5 years. And it, you know, if you're much more picky about the kind of job and the exact location and making the move is not really urgent, then that's okay, right? You can kind of take your chances. But I hear from a lot of people who are just thinking of it like kind of like a Disney princess thing, like, oh, somebody's just gonna pick me eventually if the time is right. And it doesn't really work that way, my friends. You've really got to go out and hunt this job down if you want it. This is a competition. Even though we don't like competition in this profession, you probably don't want to be a competitive kind of elbow jabbing kind of person on a day-to-day basis, but this is a competition. And if you want that job, you've got to go out and compete for it by putting in great applications, doing great interviews, getting great reference checks, and doing all of that in sufficient quantity that you get the offers you're looking for. And I heard from lots of people last year who got multiple offers. And they'd say to me, hey, like I got two job offers in the same week, and now I get to pick the one that's best for me. And I'm so happy when I hear that, because I know not only do you get a job, you get your first choice job when you have put in that work. So that's my encouragement to you. I hope this is helpful. Yeah. Thanks, Eileen. Thanks for reaching out. Go ahead and email me, Eileen, because I know we've worked together in the past. Give me an update on your process. But hey, stick with it. Put in the numbers. Put in the work. Do the practice. Practice answering on video. Answer on your phone. If you are a member, I will get you this interview guide as soon as we get that done. And let me know what questions you have that you want me to answer, because I'm going to be filming some new training in the next 2 weeks. I also wanted to give you one final opportunity. If you're not working with me directly on this currently in the Ascend Masterclass, after this next round of filming, I'm going to take all of my advice and just put it into the class. And I probably will not really be working with people one-on-one, except the people that are already on board. So I've decided to take no more than 7 individual clients for the Ascend Masterclass. If you're interested in getting that support, you can go to principalcenter.com/ascend to learn more about that. And the way that this fits into your search is, if you know, especially if you think, okay, I only have a limited number of jobs that I can apply for, I have a limited amount of time, I want to make massive progress on this, I want to increase my chances, and I want to make sure that not only am I putting forth the right amount of effort, but that effort is of the highest possible quality. So use the resources that you have available to you. You know, if you have a spouse, a family member, a friend who can help you revise your application materials, absolutely use them, use their help. If you would like my help, you can find out how to get that at principalcenter.com/ascend. And between now and, so I have 2 weeks in the office, and then it's spring break, taking my family to the beach and Disney World and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to be out of the office for a week. If you would like my help in the next 2 weeks, let me know. I'm going to be pretty much devoting myself full time to that for the next 2 weeks, taking a week off and then back at it. But if you've got jobs posted right now, if you've got an application coming up, let me know. We can talk about working together. You can find pricing and program information at principalcenter.com/ascend. If you are a Navigator client or a past Ascend Masterclass person and you want some help, hit me up, let me know. We can get a call set up. But go for it. Really, this is the time of year. If you are thinking ahead, if you're looking ahead to next year, please don't wait until March. Please start this in November. November is when I start talking about the Ed Leadership job search, and I want that to be when you start thinking about it too, because you're going to be on your 6th draft by March next year. This is not going to be first draft season. This is going to be, all right, I've been at this for a while. I'm ready to take everything to the next level. So if you're just early in your search, maybe you haven't finished your certification program yet, you're just kind of thinking ahead, planning ahead, tuning in here, welcome. We will be around next year to support you in your search through the Ascend Masterclass. But if you want to lock in a spot for that one-to-one help, the time to do that is now in the next 2 weeks before I head out for spring break. So feel free to check that out at principalcenter.com/ascend. All right, I have got to go. We're going to call it a night here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Leave a comment if you're watching this later and let me know that you saw it, and that'll help me know where people are tuning in. We had comments from YouTube and Facebook. Let me know if you're tuning in on Periscope or LinkedIn. And thank you so much for being here. We had people from Georgia and Canada and Texas. Welcome, Chris and Eileen. Thanks so much for being here. All right. Have a good one. Let me know what you think. I'm going to put my email address in the comments here, justin@principalcenter.com. If you tuned in, want to talk about anything, just let me know. If you have questions, you can send them over email, and I will do my best to get back to you. If you're a Masterclass client, I will definitely get back to you. And if you've sent me videos for feedback through that program, I will get back to you as well. All right. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon. Take care.